Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, what is this Dixie National Junior Roundup all about?
Well, Amy, the Dixie National Junior Roundup is a showcase of the livestock industry in Mississippi. Both 4-H and FFA contestants exhibit their livestock in the largest junior market show in the state. The event will occur in Jackson on the fairgrounds from February the 2nd to February the 9th.
And how do 4-H and FFA youth qualify their animals to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
So depending on the county in which the young person is a member of 4-H or FFA, they will go to one of five district livestock shows to take their animals to show. During that competition at their district show, their animal must be deemed a blue ribbon quality animal, and then that's their ticket to be able to advance on to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
And there are a lot of events and activities that go on at the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Can you give us a brief rundown of the schedule?
The dates, as I mentioned, start February the 2nd and go through February the 9th. Our very first show will actually occur on Friday, February the 3rd, with our Junior Dairy Cattle Show. We'll also start our swine show that day. It takes 2 full days to go through all of our hogs. We'll have our swine showmanship contest on that Friday morning, and then later in the afternoon, we'll have our Mississippi Bred Barrow Show, and we'll start our market hog show on Friday evening. Saturday morning, we'll resume our market hog show and probably be showing hogs pretty much the entire day of Saturday. Then Sunday, February the 5th, Super Bowl Sunday, we'll have our market steer show starting at 12 o'clock in our Coliseum. Then moving to Monday, February the 6th, we'll have our beef showmanship contest that will begin the day, and then we'll have our commercial breeding heifer show following beef showmanship. Also on that Monday, February the 6th, we'll have our market lamb show to start the morning in another arena at 8 o'clock, and then later that afternoon, after the lamb show is concluded, we'll have our goat showmanship contest. Tuesday, February the 7th, we'll have all of our purebred beef breeding cattle being shown in the Coliseum, and then we'll show all of our goats starting at 8 o'clock that morning in another arena, starting with our commercial meat goat doe show, followed by the market goat show. Our last day of showing livestock is Wednesday, February the 8th, when we have our dairy goat show, and then Thursday, February the 9th is when we have our Sella Junior Champions to recognize our winners.
And I understand there are various educational contests that are part of this event. Tell me about those.
Yeah, we have a couple. We have a sheep lead class, which is a contest where an exhibitor either makes something out of wool, which you get from sheep, so they model their clothing while they exhibit their animal in a special class that's held separate from the regular part of the junior show. Then we have 6 premier exhibitor contests that have multiple parts to them. There's a resume that's evaluated, a skill-a-thon, a quiz, an interview, and then the young person earns points with their animal in the show as well as in showmanship.
And the Dixie National Junior Roundup ends with the sale of champions. What goes on leading up to the sale, and what is involved with this event?
The conclusion to the Junior Roundup is the Sella Junior Champions. So there's a special committee of about 30-plus individuals from around the state that are really passionate about youth and rewarding youth for their hard work through livestock. This committee has worked and is constantly working on finding prospective buyers and contributors to the scholarship program. And on that special day, February the 9th, we'll be able to market a lot of quality livestock that day and be able to award a lot of scholarships to deserving youth.
And if folks want to learn more about the Sale of Champions or the Dixie National Junior Roundup, or if someone wants to become a contributor to the Sale of Champions, where should they go?
If they go to extension.msstate.edu, then follow the link to 4-H and then to Youth Livestock, and there you should be able to find the link to the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.